Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shetarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about personal empowerment. This is something that became very popular in the past decade or so in Israel and around the world. And we'd like to understand this a bit better. Be with us. Yael, please. Yeah, I think that we all feel that we have this inner potential that we'd really like to maximize, a kind of a natural inner potential, that it's like a kind of seed planted in us. And we'd like to know how to correctly water it, give it the right kind or amount of water and sun and fertilizer, so that seed could realize its full potential and become a beautiful flower. In the past decade, people have become very aware of this field. Experts come from all around the world, and people pay lots of money in order to get this kind of empowerment and meet the biggest expert in the field in order to understand how can I maximize my potential, and to also overcome different inner and also external obstacles, like different problems in life, illnesses, and so on. In short, to overcome this feeling that we're not where we want to be. And why is it so popular? Why is there such a need lately for personal empowerment? Our ego is growing from day to day in each and every one of us. And we're looking for meaning, a meaning to our existence. It's like, suppose I have money, and I'm thinking what to invest it in order to get the maximum benefit out of it with minimum effort. The same with personal or self-empowerment. What can I invest myself in order to bring myself, in order to position myself in the best possible correct way, in the eyes of society, the society that I'm in the eyes of the world, and so on? Meaning, there is a need that a person that lives today is not like a person who lived 100 or 200 years or 1,000 years ago. He wants to position to empower himself correctly. And so he's searching how to do it. And today, everyone can get education, higher education, we move from place to place, we're searching for where can I plant myself so that something really big and beautiful will come out of me, will grow out of me. Meaning, self-realization is something that everyone's concerned with. What's a person lacking, or our ego is demanding fulfillment so that I could be proud of what I'm doing, of what I've achieved. It means how much I'm worth, and I want to be worth as much as possible. And how can I check how much am I worth? Only in the eyes of society, the environment. If I'm going to be some kind of a big scientist and I'll go visit some primitive tribe, they can't appreciate me. So I have to be among those that can appreciate me. If I'm an athlete, if I'm no matter who. But whoever I am, actually, I want to be in an environment that can appreciate me. And how, with the help of the environment, can I make myself greater every time? Many times people have different kinds of fears, anxieties, the feeling that maybe I'm not good enough, or maybe I grew up in a family that didn't exactly empower me. It depends on how you accept yourself. That's something that you have to cure. How to accept myself? That's the question. How to accept myself in the best possible way that it'll give me a feeling that I can realize my potential, that I have the ability to take the good things that nature gave me and to take them to a better place for myself, for everyone. That's something very specific, but actually, according to a person's questions, according to his inclinations, there are those that want to be strong. There are those that want to be smart. There are those that want to be beautiful, and so on and so forth. That's according to where a person is, according to a person's profession. And we live in an era where it's possible to realize everything. The examples that you've given is when a person already feels the direction in which he wants to go, and then it's about how to maximize the results in that direction. The problem begins when a person is afraid, uncertain, he's not sure what does he really have. Maybe there's nothing special about me. Maybe I really can't do anything. So there are people that empower themselves and develop in all those fields that you've described. But I don't know if I can. I also don't exactly know what do I want. I have these inner blockages that stop me, in your opinion. And I'm not talking in one or another direction. Someone wants to be a scientist, someone wants to be an athlete, doesn't matter. But in general, if you look at this creature called man, what holds him from realizing the potential that nature gave him? Lack of confidence, of self-esteem. And how is it possible to supplement this lack? How can you help a person feeling more confident? Either he got it from his education, from his upbringing, and that's very important. When he was a child, he was always told, you're okay, you're great, you're smart, you're capable, to encourage him. Or that now he has to enter this kind of environment. That what? That knows how to encourage him. So, you know, society nowadays is competitive, not that encouraging. If you grew up in a home where you weren't encouraged to begin with, then you won't find your place there. And this is why a person goes to different frameworks, different coachings that can encourage him and give him a sense of self-confidence. A person that goes to this kind of counseling, what can really give him a sense of confidence? How to work with that person? An example. He has to get an example from the environment. Example of what? He has to enter an environment where there are other people like him and that they also get the guidance of how to reach self-confidence. So working in a group, that's the right work. Only in a group. I do it a lot in my work. I work with people that are looking for a job, and they come with a sense of lack of confidence, and it's very effective. Only with the help of the environment. Going back a bit, that a person feels lack of confidence and he can't realize himself, why does nature create these kinds of states? If nature gave a certain person a certain kind of potential and someone else a different potential, nature doesn't do things just so. So why, after giving a person a certain potential, why does it also give you a sense of lack of confidence? It's like nature does something and then pushes undo. Why? Why is life so crazy that you get the skills, in addition to that you get the lack of confidence, you have to go to some group for them to help you? Why the loop? For a person himself to shape himself. For him to somewhat be like the creator in relation to himself. And why is that good? For him to choose in life what's important, what's not, what is he lacking in order to realize himself. For him to participate in building himself. Is it important? Of course it is. Why? Because he actually takes himself like a piece of dough or Play-Doh and makes something new out of himself. And what does that give him that nature couldn't give him to begin with? confidence, that's one thing. He arranges forms, those natural qualities that exist in him, but he arranges them in some new kind of order. He actually makes a new person out of himself. Can a person rebuild himself? With the help of a guide. He can't do it by himself. And the guide, he should be... I'm not talking about psychology. I'm talking from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, that if he enters a group of Kabbalists that are working on themselves and that make out of themselves, that are engaged in, so to speak, self-sculpting, so he does that too. He can shape himself. I want to talk about empowerment. That this is what people talk about nowadays, that when a person can, first of all, to identify before everything else, can identify his powers, skills, abilities, to understand what is he made of. And afterwards, if he can empower that potential, then this is actually the key to the development, to building himself. Do you agree with this perception? Sorry, I didn't exactly. First of all, it's important to identify the special qualities that nature has given you, then to increase them. But first of all, to understand what exists inside of you. When you're in a state of lack of confidence and you don't understand what life has given you, then first of all, you have to identify. What is there in me, in Oren, that is worthwhile increasing and shaping? No. You don't believe in, first of all, identifying? No. Because who identifies? With what mind, with what emotion, with what preparations is he going to identify something about himself where he doesn't understand or know anything? Simply so, because he feels like it. These are things that go together. He has to go and acquire the right qualities, and to the measure to which he acquires them, he also examines, does it exist in him, and if so, then how to shape it, and so on. But not that he criticizes what the Creator arranged for him in advance, that it's possible that he's all negative and weak and so on, but he doesn't know how to do that. And in a group, it'll be easier for him to do it. Yes, only in a group, only with the help of the environment. It's true, if up until now a person couldn't identify these things himself, then what's supposed to happen now that suddenly he will identify these things, and it's something that works really well in a group. You said that a person can redesign himself, reshape himself. Where can he get the strength to do it from? To shape, design himself from the environment. The environment. Who's this guide that you talked about that can lead him? A guide that holds the environment and shapes it in such a way that it will influence each person in that environment. What qualities should the guide have in order to allow every person in that group to realize and empower that which exists specifically in him? Like any other guide, only that here he has to know what is the essence of the connection between people? Where do they take the forces from precisely because they're connected? How, by connecting to the connection, each of them connects to a socket, to a source? What can he get from there, take from there, and so on? A guide has to organize these things. And how does connection have to do with this? You presented it as something very important in the process. Can you elaborate about connection as an essential part of empowerment? That a person leaves himself, comes out of himself, and is included in the others. It's like a paradox. He wants to develop himself, but first of all, he has to leave himself. Sure, because we're saying that he rebuilds himself. So he comes out of himself and builds himself as being included of everyone. I'm kind of lost in the group work. Suppose I have a group of several people. Each of them is different. There are no two people alike. The common denominator is that they all want to go through this process of self-empowerment. I tell them, great, friends, this process can happen in the best way in group work. They say, great, what's the work? I see that each of them, otherwise he wouldn't have come to me. They feel a certain kind of lack of self-confidence because of, I don't know, failures in life where they grew up, doesn't matter why. This is the situation. What do I start with in order to take them through the process of self-empowerment? By each of them trying to leave himself and become included in the others. And in simple words, what is that? To leave himself and become integrated and the others. What does it mean to leave yourself? Not to think about yourself. Is it important? Sure it is. But he wants self-empowerment. Exactly because of that, in order to reach that, you have to leave yourself in the way you are and to get a new form. What does it mean to get a new and different form? You have to reach a state where you connect to the group that you're in. Connect, what does it mean? That you get its values, the value of connection between everyone as the uppermost value, and for you the most important thing is to be favorable in their eyes. The most important thing is to annul yourself toward them. You want to receive an impression from them so that that impression that you have received from them, you want to take it upon yourself. You want to clothe in that impression, meaning the form that the group thinks that this is how a person should be, this is how I want to be. So in advance, I have to choose a group that suits the final state that I want to be in, actually? Not really. This is something that we can't know. But if there's a group that is headed in that direction, We're all annulling ourselves. Each annuls himself. And what do you mean by annulling yourself? Who I was, and I want to take upon myself a new form. So the process of self-empowerment includes this inversion point, even erasing myself. This is the condition for shaping the better me? Yes, initial condition. So what do I exactly need in order to be able to create my better self? What do I have to erase? And what's going to be built then? It's called restriction, to restrict myself in the way that I came to the group, as if I don't exist. What will I get out of this? It sounds even kind of frightening. Frightening, so don't come. Why is this the condition in order to shape yourself? I want to shape myself. Sure I do. So how can you? You take that dough, that Play-Doh. Again, you make a ball out of it, out of the entire previous shape or form, and you start building a new shape or form out of it. It's like pushing reset. Of course, this is the annulment, completely erasing, deleting everything. Okay, I push delete. Now I'm with this chunk that has no shape. Right, but you have this chunk. What's left is left. The same qualities, abilities, everything's left the same. Yes, but for what and how, this is the difference. So now I have the people with me in the group. Everyone went through this first phase, made a Play-Doh ball out of themselves, and now we want to start shaping the new form. People are different. What do they have to now receive from the group in order to start identifying and understanding how to build this new form? One thing. Connection. Being what? That the connection between everyone, becoming as one, this is the uppermost value that nothing even comes close to it in importance. But I came to empower myself. How's that related? This is exactly our new self-empowerment. Wait a second. I made a ball. Really, Play-Doh. We're back in kindergarten. I really felt being back in kindergarten, how you play with it and everything. Great. It gives you the ability to build and build and renew yourself all the time, and that's great. Now, there's a ball of Play-Doh. I can as if make whatever I feel like out of it. What do? Make the form of the group, the shape of the group out of it. What do you mean? That you're included in them and you receive from them, from their connection where they are as one. That is the form of man that you want to make out of that Play-Doh. A connected person, this is what I want to make, connected, and as a result of the connection. I don't understand. Explain, please. You're in a group. Suppose there are 10 people there. How do you imagine a person that's in such a group, consisting of 10 people, from which he receives his form? He gets support from all of them, otherwise. What for? It's just the force, but the form. Okay, I understand he gets the force, he gets the potential for development. What I don't understand is what's that future form that he makes out of the Play-Doh? Connection, unity, participation, self-annulment. To be instead of everyone else. Many such conditions. So that eventually this person will be the result of the connection in the 10, or between the 10. Like, there are 10 people, 9 people, he's one of them. So 9 people connect between them. What is their form of connection? This is what he wants to accept, take upon himself, and so does everyone else in the 10. At the end of this process, everyone's personal potential equals to the entire group. One equals the entire group. But everyone's different. Everyone comes with a different set of abilities, skills. Someone's more friendly, someone's more introverted, someone's more skillful in something, talented. Everyone has different abilities. At the end of the process, when everyone becomes devoted to this group process, if I look at each of them personally, their personal potential, this chunk they came with, is it more sophisticated, multiplied by the measure to which he is included in them? You're talking about the force, the essence of connection as a very powerful, meaningful, developing force. True. What is there about the force of connection and how does it develop a person to be more than how he came? Because he annuls himself. He annuls the way he used to be. And from their connection, from their total connection, he takes upon himself, perceives all those skills, qualities, goals, abilities that exist in their connection, not in each and every one of them, but in their connection. This is what he acquires. So there's like this one entity created, one man created out of all of this, and he enjoys all the abundance that exists in that group. He has it now? Yeah? Comprehensively. And if I look at each person in and of himself, nature made them different. At the end of this process, what, they're one flower, different flowers, similar or not? No. Because it's done by annulling myself toward each and every one of them and toward all of us together, that I annul myself. And then, to the measure of my annulment, I'm impressed by them and receive from them what I can receive. So when we're talking about the Play-Doh model, annulling yourself is erasing the previous forms so that I will have a raw material out of which I can design something new, and then I connect with everyone, I receive from them the force of connection, and it allows me to create a new form, shape, and in it, how do I feel what is my future form, and how will you feel your future form, and so on. I don't know. It's not important to me. The main thing is that I reshape myself. I shape myself anew. Just like nature gave you special qualities and gave me special qualities, if I understand the process, now what I'll get from them is additional forces. I have to be less concerned with my unique qualities because this is something that comes from nature. I have to be more concerned with creating the conditions in order to be able to start creating this new, improved shape or form. Yes. And this is why it's not important at the beginning of the process for everyone to understand what's unique about him, but it's important for him to start this group process, and then things will fall into place in the best possible way for everyone. Yes, the lack of confidence because of which we started the process of self-empowerment to begin with. What will a person feel after this process? He'll receive a good result from everyone. He already has confidence in everything. The lack of confidence is in relation to the environment. Now here, because he feels that he is a result of the environment, the lack of confidence is erased. He feels confident like the entire environment. Nothing to add. Does it also give him the power, the ability to deal with different interactions that he has outside of that group that he goes through this process of self-empowerment in? In a small group, great. He goes through this process with them, shapes himself, Play-Doh, everything. Does it give him the confidence to deal in life with all the problems and challenges that he couldn't deal with before? Absolutely. What kind of confidence? General, complete, comprehensive confidence. Because now that he has acquired the essence of this group, he understands that it's not in relation to the small group, but that this is how he is in relation to the entire world. But this is something that you have to feel. This is the method that you teach. This is the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah for self-empowerment. Yes, because without this general level of confidence, you can't advance spiritually. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. That's really interesting. Our time is up. Thank you, Ed. Thank you for being with us. All the best.